Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
All right, so let's go ahead and do this. Today's contestant is Darren Stredick. I hope we're saying that right. I think it's either Stredick or Stredick. I'm not sure. Darren Stredick, and he's going to be doing the Buick commercial that we pulled. That is now something else. I can't remember what it's at, but this is his shot at it. So let's hear his Audition Underground. Darren Stredick.
Darren Stredick. When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong. Which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features. Like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system. The industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
You know, that's pretty good, actually, and I want to pass it to somebody who we don't throw it to a whole lot. Stacy, what's your opinion on that before we go to Kathy and hand it off to Deb a bit? What's your thought on that?
Well, you know what? I just love the voice, Darren. I love that. I thought it was very, very smooth. I want to hear it again. You know, it just flowed very well to me. There wasn't something that struck me throughout that I wanted to note to say. It's like it made me want to hear more of the voice. I want to hear it again.
Darren Stredick. When everything's in the right place, you can't go wrong. Which makes the Buick Enclave such an easy choice. It's full of features. Like the IntelliLink voice-activated sound system, the industry's first front-center airbag, and available seating for up to 8. Finally, a better way to get comfortable with technology. The redesigned 2013 Buick Enclave. It's your kind of luxury. Discover more at Buick.com.
There you go. So what's your thinking?
I guess my comment would be to be even more connected to the copy, even though I thought it was great. That's just my one thing I'll say.
Now, what do you mean by more connected? Can you elaborate on that just a bit?
More connected, more present in the copy, to feel it more internally, like who are you actually speaking to? And just to be like really owning that copy, really feeling it.
So you felt like he was just kind of going through the motion, as we say, just going through it. He wasn't really putting anything in there emotionally. Is that what you're kind of thinking?
Yeah, I thought it was still a good read, but it just needed more.
It's safe, yeah. What do you think, Kathy, for doing?
Well, I really like the sound of Darren's voice, but I'm kind of on the same street as Stacy is. What I would love to hear from him, and I know he can do this, is what I call mountains and valleys, a little more expression, a little more up and down, hit those descriptive words in there, because it was about a car, so there were some descriptive words. And I really think he's got the sound, and I really think if he put the mountains and valleys in it, that would be a hit.
Cool. Great feedback. Deb Monroe, what do you think, Deb?
I can't remember what the initial write-up was for what they wanted on, because it's changed on the site now. Do you remember what the description was? What was the description?
I think it was luxury, luxury, classy, along those lines. It meant to be a little bit more luxury feeling, luxury. Like higher class.
So a couple things then. First of all, Darren, if it said luxury, then no. That's not what you gave us, period. Now, does that mean it's wrong? Not at all, actually. What I liked about it, which everybody's asking you to adjust a little bit, which I agree sort of with, but not all the way, is I like that you were very real with it. I actually really liked it. I think it depends on the vehicle and what the client wanted. So if the client wanted a real organic delivery, something authentic here, I love what you did. My only situation that I think would balance what the girls are saying is when you did the list, for example, I didn't get a differentiation of each of those items.
Right.
So I would like to have heard a differentiation of them. And that's that opinion that I think is what the girls are getting at, is there wasn't a lot of opinion in there. So I don't know how to feel about those individual things in the list. But I love that little laugh you put in there.
Right.
I thought you made it nice and realistic. I think you didn't make it a typical car commercial, which I appreciated. But then I got to go back to what was the client's specs.
Right.
And if the client's specs was luxury, well, then I'm sorry, I threw you out. I threw you out of the table because you weren't luxurious. There was no luxury in there for me. But we were talking about a Buick Enclave. And for me, a Buick Enclave, I don't know the vehicle enough. And so remember this, everybody. I would actually look at the vehicle before I ever voiced it.
Right on.
What kind of personality does that vehicle have? Is it a family unit?
Yeah.
If it's a family unit,
right.
then I like Darren's Reed because I would stick more around that way. If it's more an Lexus and it's a real, you know, really high end, then I want more of that luxury. So even if the client says they want luxury, here's my belief. Number one, the client gets what they want and that's what they should get. That's my personal belief. So I will offer them what they want. And then I'm going to give them what I know is better. And so for me, Darren, this becomes what I know is better. And I like it, but it needs just a little bit more opinion. So there's a little bit more change ups, which is those mountains and valleys that Kathy's leading on to.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful not to, for those of you newer, don't mistaken that for sing song.
That's
up,
right.
Down, up, down. That's not what she means. She
yeah,
means, are you right. climbing the top of the mountain? Is there an energy there? Or is it maybe at the lower key side of it where you're sliding on down and elongating something? So it just needs a little bit more, some opinions in there. But again, if I wanted you to be more luxurious, I wouldn't have chosen you for that reason.
Really good. And you know, those are great, great comments. And basically my two cents worth is, very male, very kind of macho, very not, I don't want to say beer man's man, but it had a very testosterone kind of feel
he's
to
a
it.
He's strong male. He's
yeah,
masculine.
Strong,
sure.
And, and I don't know you, and I hope I'm not stereotypically profiling
you. It wasn't
you,
ballsy. It
but
was
he
just
seemed natural. Kind of urban a little bit to me. So maybe, I don't know if you're African-American or what, but I do hear a little bit of an urban sound in there. That made it very, I felt very very strong, honest, relatable, friendly. You weren't putting on any acting. You weren't trying to be what you weren't. But I agree with what Deb said and what Kathy and what Stacy said. I would leave with my final thought on that would be, like Deb was pointing out, and that is make sure you understand who your market is, especially in automotive. The Buicks have been traditionally targeting seniors. I remember as a kid growing up, all the older people at the gun control, whatever it's called, Buick LeSabres or whatever the old car was, they're all, mm-hmm. So I think over the years, Chevy and Ford and Tesla and everybody, the Buick still targets, I think, 55 plus demographic. So I think that is what Deb was alluding to, is make sure you know who you're talking to. That is the first place you start to build your soundscape, as I say, knowing who your audience is, and then that'll help you find your way to that message and that person and what have you. So really good. I think it'd be great.
What were you, Stacey, wanted to say something
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, last comment, Stacey.
Yeah, and it's funny because the beauty really is in the ear of the beholder.
That's right.
Because, and I'm not, I'm agreeing with all of you, but I actually felt that, yes, slightly urban, but I felt luxurious things in his voice, you know, for the Buick without being overly luxurious. Isn't that interesting how we hear something different?
I know, right?
Love it.
I love that. I
heard
love
more
that.
Like there was a word in the script that says simple.
Yep.
And that was the one thing that I think he allowed this ad to sound simple. And I thought that was very clever.
Exactly.
Because the ad does showcase that. But again, depends on what the client
wants. Awesome. There you go, Darren.
Right.
Darren Stredick, hope that gave
job,
you some
Darren.
Feedback. Good job. Yeah, thanks for
letting
us here at VO Radio give you some feedback and hard love and all that good stuff that comes with it. So.